This is a special Sunday and a special day. And I titled my message for the youth, Right Way or Wrong Way. Now, I'm not going to pick on girls or women, but I want to share an analogy for to set up why we can do things the right way or the wrong way, because we all sometimes face a fork in the road. And girls growing up like to put on makeup. You know that? They do the lipstick and all that stuff, and they look really good when they put it on the right way. But young girls especially, they like to get a hold of that stuff and they don't look so nice. So there is a right way and a wrong way, even putting on makeup. And boys got a problem too. They have a tendency to do the wrong thing. And the reason I share that with you today is because people do the same thing with Sunday as young people do, especially girls, when they're putting on their makeup. Sunday, the day that we are today on our calendar, which is a Roman calendar, by the way, Sunday, is a time that we traditionally think of church and worship. But a long time ago, and we'll look at it whenever I read the scriptures for based on this message today, of the battle that we all have. His disciples and Jesus were walking along, and they were walking through a field. Now, some translations say cornfield, some translations say wheat field, it doesn't matter. What they were doing is they're walking along on the Sabbath day. And you're not supposed to do any work in the Jewish tradition on the Sabbath day. And the disciples reached down and they picked a couple kernels off of the plant and ate it. Well, the Pharisees went crazy because you're not actually doing work and you're not supposed to do any work on the Sabbath. And Jesus went on to say, now wait a minute, guys. You know, the Sabbath was made for people, not people for the Sabbath. And he was telling them that there's got to be a right way and a wrong way to do this thing called the law. So anyhow, we're going to look at that a little closer. But this is God's world. He made it. He asked us to enjoy it. And Sunday is a time for all of us to remember that. And thank God for giving us this world and giving us each other. So the next time you see young girls putting on makeup wrong and make it look a little crazy, I want us to think about how right and important it is and how too much of something is bad. And it can be anything, even eating. And did you know too much water can kill you? Water, we got to have water to live, but if you do too much of it, it can kill you. Anyhow, I digress. So think about it this way. As Sundays we come to worship, that we should be filled with faith and rest and fellowship, and the right amount is a good thing, the right amount of things that we do. Well, I hope and pray that you will think about that as we go through life, because it's easy to, and I'm the world's worst of following some of the things, and the right amount of this and the right amount of that. I either get too much of it or I don't do it at all. So I have to pace myself.